Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest hosts. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's up? What's up? Hey, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio with Takeover Tuesday, where we allow you, the listener, the artist, the actor, the promoter, the manager, whatever. You can call in, promote the people you work with. You can call in, promote yourself. You can promote whatever in the world you want to promote, and I ain't going to send your ass a bill. You dig? Because usually to get this much attention around here, you got to get some sponsorship, and you can have your own show. You dig? Say, like, Takeover Tuesday. It could be, we'll just say hypothetically, I was an artist sponsoring myself. Sounds real familiar, doesn't it? It could say, Takeover Tuesday. Takeover Tuesday is brought to you by E-Monster. You dig? And then within that thing, I will spin E-Monster music. Maybe one or two of the affiliates that mess with E-Monster, some features he's got. But, you know, we make the show about whatever we talk about, but we make sure we promote the artist, the actor, the manager, the promoter, whatever you, even a movie. You got a new movie coming out, it don't matter. An event, it doesn't matter. You can get sponsorship right here at Monstrous Radio, and we also sponsor other events. I'm just saying, get involved. Go to monstrousradio.com for all the information, but that's not what it's about tonight. Yeah, it's a little talk show, but hey, we're going to spin some music around here. Let's see, I got some independent artists. That's what the whole Takeover Tuesday is about, really, the independent, the upcomers. We need to do some music stimulus around here, you dig? Stimulate you motherfuckers into buying some music. Because now, right now, today, everybody is starting to be like, they like the old 90s music, all that type of stuff. Don't get me twisted. That's what I grew up on. But we got to start making these artists today start pumping out music that's hot like back then, you dig? And I think the way to do it is through creativity. A lot of the entertainment business today has lost its creativity. I mean, look at the movies. A lot of the movies are remakes of another motherfucking movie. If it wasn't a movie from the 90s or something else, it was a movie from way back when. You dig? Let's see, what? Fantastic Four. Didn't they just have a new Fantastic Four not too long ago? Now they're going to confuse the little kids and be like, who's the black dude in the movie? You dig? And he had to be on fire, didn't he? Ain't that a bitch? It is what it is, but look at the shit today. Look at it. A lot of movies are remakes. A lot of TV shows are remakes. Where's the creativity? That's what we're going to talk about tonight on Monstrous Radio Takeover Tuesday. I'm going to get into this music because I got to open up the lines like every 2 to 3 songs so everybody can get their shine on. So, all right, let's see who all calls in. Don't forget, you can be interactive on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I just read your comments. I also got the chat room open right here on Blog Talk Radio. So get with me. I'm E-Monster, Takeover Tuesday. Internationally, I even got a request. Yeah, somebody from the UK, she was like, whatever happened to that sexy motherfucker Trey Songz? I don't know what happened to the sexy motherfucker, but I got some new Trey Songz for you. So, all right, check it out. This one here goes out to the UK. She says she want to hear some new Trey Songz. This is how we going to do it. Takeover Tuesday. We gonna get to our thugging and bugging, jumping and bumping, but for now we gonna throw some R&B over to the UK. What's up, mama?
I got it's your favorite song. When they put it on, girl, I know you know it's all about you.
No, you know it's all about
I ain't saying no names, but you know what I'm saying. I could tell it by the way that you move.
Cuties to the floor right now. It's a lot of booty on the floor right now. Take it to the bus, we can go right now. We can roll right now, right now. It's some pretty titties on the bus right now.
Get my goddamn thing open. Look, I can't even get my damn mic on. Look, I don't know what's wrong with the takeover. So we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. Up next, I got some guy on the come up. He's coming up real strong. He goes by the name of Solo. I got another track after that, and then we're going to open up the lines. If you want to talk, get your takeover on 424-243-9649. Let's get this is Solo. It's called Next. Who got next?
Yeah.
You got next?
Solo.
Who got next?
Next, we about to blow, yeah, we up next. Set out for the goal, hit the door next. I got the free, and yeah, she up next. Try to spin, then you get next. Trying to find it, yeah. So playing with my money, it'll get you wet, yeah. My scrap with a tech, yeah. You play with us, it gon' be a mess, yeah. He booting up, yeah, he wanna flex, yeah. You got a problem, say it with your chest, yeah. We up next, let you know, we down the train, yeah, my nigga slow, yeah. That K got range like a f***ing roll. Talk the same goal. We about to blow, yeah, we up next. Set out for the goal, hit the door next. I got the free, yeah, she up next. Try to spin, then you get next.
Next.
kind of hot right now. So, all right, we're going to keep it moving. We open the lines right after this. This is Young Reason featuring Revenue. It's called All Eyes on Me. Tonight we're going to talk about creativity. Ooh-wee!
Yeah. Walking around the city like a youngin' can't be touched.
Yeah.
Stunting on these rappers like I'm eating it for lunch. Talking all that shit and keep on saying such and such while I'm focused on the money trying to get my pockets up. Worry about the bitches and for that we know you lame.
Oh, yeah, you lame.
Hear the shit you spittin' and you know we ain't the same.
We ain't the same.
See all of these dollars got it stuck up on my brain. I suggest that if you see me, you stay in your own lane. Woo. Bitch, I'm about all of my business. No, you ain't about yours.
You
I just focus on the millions of music and tours. Do your girl so good that I'm leaving the store. Bitch, you know this how I do it, I got so much in store. Yeah, you see me on the come up, we as lit as can be. You can go and ask a shawty, yeah, she fucking with me. And you see me on the grind, and bitch, I'm just 18. And now I'm buttoning that work, and I'm obtaining the dream, you feel me?
Every day I gotta thank God, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every day I gotta thank God, amen, hallelujah. I'm saying hallelujah, hallelujah.
This a different type of swing. I'm getting money, I ain't got no time to hang. I still make time for my people. Beat up that pussy, leave it wet like Aquafina. Her crib, backseat of the hotel. I ain't even have to tell this shit to go down. Don't go through her phone being suspicious. Cause she was all in my section taking pictures. But if you ask me, I'ma be like, no caprice. Don't come knocking at my door like no fucking over witness. I'm at least a day ahead, like a 7 day of bitches. Emphasize, we just coolin', I ain't one for no commitments. Every day I gotta thank God, amen, hallelujah. I ain't even had to drive, she came in the Uber. I ain't even meet her out, she from the computer. How you let a thirsty birdie call
every
out
day
the computer?
I gotta thank God, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every day I gotta thank God, amen, hallelujah. I'm saying hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah, I do this for me and the team, you know we chasing a dream. I do this for my family, the people understanding me. And yeah, you know it's part of the plan, don't understand well. I get it for myself, fuck everybody else. I put me in position, now I want all the commission. And you know that is my mission from the get-go.
And you know that cause I said so.
Then I'ma do this right now. Fuck being tied down, I'ma get it right now.
I'ma get it right now. Just tell me I'm proving this now. Tell me I'm doing this now.
If I, you know, choke out to death, take over Tuesday. I need somebody to help me. I need some CPR or something. I'm just saying it is what it is. So, all right, we're going to get into this. Take over Tuesday. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines when y'all are about ready. 424-243-9649. But, all right, hold on. Let me talk about this little bit of subject we're going to talk about tonight. Don't forget, you guys can call in, or when you call in, you can change the subject. Do whatever you want to do, but don't forget, promote yourself. You got like 30 seconds. If you want to spit a freestyle, spit your freestyle. There are some rules and regulations to our freestyle, so please ask about that. But shit, other than that, let's go ahead and get into this Takeover Tuesday. Today we're talking about creativity, and I think the lack thereof is kind of what's hurting the game today. Like a lot of people are starting to say they don't like today's music. They don't spend no money on it. They rather listen to stations like Pandora, listen to a lot of old Tupac, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Brand Nubians, MGK, let's see, 8-Ball MJG. I could go on and on and on because they're saying that's where the lyric and the creativity is. I think there's a lot of creativity going on in music today. I just think with the whole internet thing, there's such a flood of music that it's hard to tell where you can find what at. Like, I'll tell you, that was like the big tight thing that the record labels had on the artists way back in the day. They kind of dictated who was really hot. They didn't let a lot of BS artists come flooding through. But now, in today's age, you can get music, any kind of music, anywhere. You dig? I keep it real. There's some people that like artists that don't even sound that good. And I don't mean like they're horrible. I mean like you can tell their mixes are muddy. You can tell sometimes they're not on point 100 with their lyrics. They say they like that. That has that indie feel, that old throwback feel, like they're a starving artist, and that's what they like about artists. So yeah, that's what we're talking about tonight. Creativity. What's your comment on creativity? Do you think there's a lot of creativity in the music game today? I'm going to talk about it as we go. But let's go over here and check over here with the line, see who we got over here. See if they want to take over. 662-645. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Hi. Hey, it's that boy Black Tear, the Delta boy nigga. You already know what it is.
I said, I already know. That's why we should call Tuesday Delta Boy Radio. But it is what it is. What's good, Tim?
Man, I'm chilling, home. So hard day at work, man. A lot of heat. I can't complain. I'm here, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's what it do. Well, all right, well, you know what it is. It's Takeover Tuesday. So, hey, I'll give you your 30 seconds of fame, as we like to call it from now on around here. You dig? So what we on tonight on Black Tim from Delta Boy Radio, what is we on tonight, bro?
Well, right now, laying low, chilling.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what we do. It's a hard working team on this side of Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, look. We grinding hard on this side of Mississippi. Niggas don't believe that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to the page, you can go to the Delta Boy page, and you can find everything we got going over there.
Okay. Any new particular projects y'all got coming up? I know you got you sent me the sample of a new track you got coming up here pretty soon.
Well, actually, I think last week I sent you the full track.
Oh, damn it!
I sent the full track last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Okay, I got to go back and get that full one because I just got the sampler right now. We're gonna get into the sampler here in just a bit. Let's see, you still got a little bit more time. So, what else is popping off today on Delta Boy Radio? What you want to talk about, bro? You heard me talk about creativity.
Yeah, I'm going to get into that. But let me say this here, man. You know, I don't know if I should speak on it, but that nigga Stack McCain,
mm-hmm.
that nigga Stack McCain right now got a track right now. So hot. I've been listening to it about 5 times. And every time I listen to that motherfucker, it hyped me up even more. I told that nigga, I said, man, look, you know what? I got it. Dude, gonna come back again, cause nigga, he got a blazing track right now, and I salute that nigga.
Right,
that's my brother over there. That nigga got a track so hot right now, man. Shit, I don't know if I should be speaking on it or let him speak on it. I don't know if he's on the line right now, but that nigga, hey man, shit. I was like, bro, mm-hmm. hey, look, man, I need. I told that nigga, I need you to tutor me. I need you to tutor me, bro.
That's what it do.
Right,
okay, well, we got another call over.
We're going to
check with him in a second.
Yeah, that's what I like
so
about
could be
leaders,
him.
Man. We motivate each other. But on the creativity shit, man, like right now, you got a lot of industry artists sounding like, you know, you get, I'm going to tell you like this. You have more Young Thug, Rich Homie, and Migos. You got Young Thug, Rich Homie, and Migos.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a lot of these raps you hear now sounding just like those niggas.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not knocking what the other artists do. I mean, those guys made it already. So now you at the point now you gotta lay your own foundation.
Right.
You gotta lay your own foundation. I mean, people are trying to hear the Young Thug, the Rich Homie and the Migos. I mean, don't get me wrong, those guys, hey, I fuck with those guys, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
everybody sounded like those guys. That's just my opinion on it.
Right. No, you 100 on that, because, see, the whole thing is, when Rich Homie Quan came out, he was brand new. When Young Thug came out, he was brand new. When Migos came out, their style was brand new. It's different. So now when you hear their style, if it's not really them, people are kind of looking at
right.
you, well, you're just imitating somebody else. And that's the part that
Absolutely.
Elevates an amateur artist to a pro. Once you find your niche that's different from everybody else, that's what's going to carry you, and it's going to give you longevity. An example, yeah, he's not pumping out albums like he used to. His albums don't even have the glory that they used to. But LL Cool J is still in the motherfucking game. Why? He got his own niche. Remember, I don't know if you know, his first niche when he first came out, his big, big, big niche was with the ladies. Everybody else is doing stuff for fellas. Everybody's doing stuff. That's what the whole Go ahead.
He switched the whole game up when he came at motherfucker like that. You know, basically everything LL did was for the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did he do a lot of music for the ladies, then they loved the way that motherfucker licked his tongue got all the time.
Right.
And that was right. LL. Nobody did like him. So, like right today, if he really wanted to just come back, I mean, he ain't left the game yet, but if he really wanted to come make a major comeback, all he got to do is go back what he was doing the first time, he'll take over again.
Right, right. Yeah, true that. Get with a couple right producers, da-da-da, and he's in there. You dig? Do a couple features with the real Young Thug, the real Migos and them, and he's back right back on top of the game. I'm just saying.
Right.
But all right, hold up, Black Tim. I know you like to chill with me the whole show, so I ain't got to worry about it. But let's go over here and check with the other person. Shit, who knows who this could be? Let's check over here with the other person, what they got going on Takeover Tuesday. Cool. I get the feeling it could be another Delta Boy. I don't know. But let's check it out. 715, you heard that bing in your motherfucking ear. 715-309. Who we got on Takeover Tuesday? Is you monstrous today? Hello? 715-309. All right. Here we go. Keep it moving. Oh, I think we almost got one. What was that? I think we got you, man.
What up, Black Kid is it, man? What's up, Black Kid? All
right.
What up, man?
Hey, that's family right there, nigga. You already know what it is.
Shit, we in this bitch, man. You know I had to call in, man. Show up, seen y'all was live, man. You know I had to call in to see what was up.
That's what it do. Well, right now, what's up is Delta Boy Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio, part of the Monsters Radio Network. Because, boy, I'm saying, y'all should take this motherfucker over. I'm just saying.
Okay. I should have sent you some tracks. My nigga Scratch got some fire.
So we hear. Tell us about it, bro.
Take over. Yeah, I just mixed that thing down, man. Stack McCain, man, and Seven, man. I am Seven, one of his guys, man, from the One Shot contest down there in Atlanta. They collabed on the joint, man, and I salute them cats, man. Fire.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what made
and
you
the thing about it, man? And the thing about it is it don't sound like nothing that's out right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I salute
Stack,
man.
G.
He got his own flavor, man.
Hey, G, that's what I was telling the nigga, man. I was like, man, that nigga Stack, I listened to that shit about 5 times. Every time I listen to that shit, goddamn, that shit had me up even more. I told that nigga, I need that nigga to tune to me. Because he most definitely have a flavor right now, no doubt.
Already, man. I put a nice mix on that thing, too, man.
That's what it do.
We're gonna release it on Monsters Radio, man. When your next show at?
Well, my sick ass ain't no telling. but I know we'll be back on next Tuesday for sure. I'm just saying, bro, it'll be one day, I'll be perfectly fine. Try to do my little exercise. I don't know if you knew a little while back, my disc kept went out in my back. So I could be good, fine, do some exercise, and my disc could slip out, and I'd be cranked. And it won't be no shot.
Hey,
man.
Hey, you human. You human, man. You ain't no damn robot.
Exactly.
Hey, you get sick, too.
Hey, sometimes, I keep it – there's a couple times I tried to be the robot, you dig, but sometimes that pain will whoop your ass. I was on the motherfucking flow doing this show, you dig? I'm talking about laying flat out on the floor. Like somebody knocked me the fuck out. And then try to get up, spin some music, and lay back down. I'm just saying.
Hey, your boy Fly Guy's on here, man?
Not just yet. He'll probably be hitting up here in a couple minutes here, but no, he's not here yet.
Hey, I know one thing about Fly Gaza, man. The other night we was on a little comfort call, shit, nigga. When I hung up the phone, that nigga Fly Gaza was still rapping. I said, what the fuck are these niggas on tonight? I gotta go to bed.
Fly Gaza got right. Heat, man. Hey, I salute Fly Gaza, man, because he a real dude, man. And he supports this Delta Boy movement, man, just like we support y'all, man. And I'm glad to see that Black Tim on here, man, showing love to Monsters Radio, man, because this is where we started at. So, you know what I'm saying, we're going to end it right here.
No doubt.
Right. That's
no
what
doubt.
It is.
You know, we're trying to branch out on everywhere. We're trying to branch out everywhere, man. So, you know, I've been networking with a whole bunch of people, man. So whatever opportunities I come across, man, I share it with my niggas, man, because they deserve it, man. They working, man.
Right. Yeah, Black Tim calling so much. I'm going to have to file him on my taxes next year. I'm just saying. Hello.
Hey, I'm here even when y'all niggas ain't here. This one thing motherfucker got to understand. One little Delta boy going to be in the building if the other niggas ain't there. You feel me?
Squad. Real shit. Well, all right, bro. Well, hey, I got to play a music break. So, seeing that nobody else here, I'm going to play some Delta Boy music. So I'm going to play 3 Delta tracks. I'm going to play this Black Tim. I'm going to play that sampler, Molly. Let's see. Then I'll probably play. I ain't going to tell y'all all what I'm going to play, but I got some Delta Boy tracks coming up right now. So, Tim, tell them again where they can find most of the connections with you guys. You said there's a .com.
Hey, basically me, I think you have to ask G that, because he knows a little more about it than I do. I mean, a lot of things, you can go to that Delta Boy music page, and you see a lot of stuff about us on that page. But, you know, G the man behind that, so I'm going to let him handle that.
Okay. And, yeah, and I'm going to try to put it up in the Monsterous Radio group on Facebook. I'm going to try to put the link up also up on our Twitter and Instagram. So make sure y'all look for that so y'all can get connected with Delta Boy. So let's check that music out. This right here is Black Tim Sampler to his track called Molly. Monsterous Radio, take over Tuesday.
I've been popping Molly, she's been popping Molly, we've been popping Molly, it's about to be a party. I've been popping Molly, she's been popping Molly, we've been popping Molly, nigga, it's about to be a party. I've been popping Molly, she's been popping Molly, we've been popping Molly, it's about to be a party. I've been popping Molly, she's been popping Molly, we've been popping Molly, nigga, it's about to be a party. I say that I'm high, she say that I'm lying. She give me some head, got me feeling like I'm flying. I don't know her name, I just call her brand. I swear to God on everything, that girl head off the chain. She said, babe, let's go, and I don't feel like walking. And she be acting cautious, nigga, and I don't feel like talking. I just flip her over and put dick in the gut. She turned around, she tooted up and said, put it in my butt. I said, hold you crazy. Then I stopped the chillin'. I popped another Molly, nigga, about to be a killin'. Her ass vibrate like a vibrator. Nigga, breathe hard, need a respirator. Kidding that pussy like a Terminator. Molly world, what I'm trying to take a lot. I've been poppin' Molly. She been poppin' Molly. We been poppin' Molly. It's about to be a party. I've been poppin' Molly. She been poppin' Molly. We been poppin' Molly. Nigga, about to be a party.
We hit the club and we turn. Yeah. We drunk as fuck and we turn. Yeah. My nigga them on that loud shit. God damn it, man, they turn. Yeah. We hit the floor and we turn. Yeah. We drunk as fuck and we turn. Yeah. My nigga them on that loud shit. God damn it, man, they turn. I hit the club, I'm crazy as fuck. I got my white jacket.
bag with my strap tucked. Got my Philly hat with my dark shades and my white tee. I'm two tons. These bitch nigga ask a question like, who the fuck is that nigga? He posted up with his own phone, got a mug on. What wrong with him? I tell you niggas, I'm a two ton. I'm a loose cancer. Don't try me. I'm the only nigga standing around the bed with a red flag and strap by me. Got my nigga with me on cloud nine. Hell yeah, they strapped up. I'm on the 3-6. Tell the club up. We'll set it down, nigga. What's up? Gatorville, what up, Smoke Town, what up, I'm here, nigga, from my squad with me, we turn, nigga, like my Philly cap, I ain't come here for no problem, nigga, but goddamn it, I got this, club on saying calm down, hell no, nigga, fuck that,
we drunk, and we turn, yeah, drunk, fuck, and we turn, yeah, my nigga, them on that loud shit, goddamn it, man, they turn, yeah, we hit the floor, and we turn, yeah, we drunk, fuck, and we turn, yeah, my nigga, them on that loud shit, goddamn it, man, they turn.
Nigga, I was turned before I got here. So this spot's just a pit stop. Shit, I'm finna get gassed up and get a couple drinks. What the fuck you think? Styrofoam, double cups and drink. Jolly Ranchers for the hell of it. You know we be on that loud. We ain't fired it up, but they smelling it. You hit this here a couple times and just take off like an alien. I'm in my zone, don't disturb me. I'll start a rebellion. I'm strapped up wherever I go. DMX, bellying. Don't make me get on some shots and shit, cause I get wild like the rosters get. I got some folks posted outside and they ready to pop some shit. And I got my white boys with me, they ready to mosh some pit. And I'm in all black, I'm on my gothic shit. Turned up, broke the knob and shit. Yeah, that's how I'm rockin', bitch, we turn.
We hit the club and we turn, yeah. We drunk, fuck, and we turn, yeah. My nigga, them on that loud shit. God damn it, man, they turn, yeah. We hit the floor and we turn, yeah. We drunk, fuck, and we turn, yeah. My nigga, them on that loud shit. God damn it, man, they turn.
I told Crash and I told Gun, when I hit the club, I'ma shut it down. I pulled up and I backed in and I jumped out and it going down. Hennessy and that Red Bull, double cup of that purple shit. I got the Lord tabs, them Percocet, them Xanax and all type of shit. See that plan that flagged up, I walked in, they went crazy. I'm throwing up that A-Town like, fuck you, bitch, pay me. Club packed from wall to wall, they niggas turn like a turning lane. Got clouds up, they loud smoke, and them Cuba leaks in my damn chain. Kids try to control the crowd, they can't, man, we two ton. Niggas throwing up them gang signs, goddammit, man, they two ton. I'm posted up and I'm drunk, nigga, and I'm leaning like the fucking Eiffel Tower. Niggas gone up that power, drop around for an hour.
We hit the club and we turn, yeah. We drunk, fuck, and we turn, yeah. My nigga, them on that loud shit, goddammit, man, they turn, yeah. We hit the floor and we turn, yeah. We drunk, fuck, and we turn, yeah. My nigga, them on that loud shit, goddammit, man, they turn.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her vision.
I wonder if she knows that she is simply gorgeous. And the way that she walk, have them stiffer than drink of mortis. Candy apple or something, she's smelling so damn important. Wink at me like she needed, I think I got something for it. I knew that she was a schoolgirl, and I was raised a gangster. But this was nothing new to her, I think she likes to change up. I told her I'm Ace the Flame Up. Congregate with Black G and them hockey style boxer beat down for popping more pills than Eminem. I told her I knew Kung Fu, but not the China kind. And not the type to wind and dine, but we can get behind the blinds and melt it in my palm. Leave it in the sheets, gripping on my arm. I think I'm going in too deep. She say she wanna meet my mom. I said, neat. Look, love is for the weak. Just shut up and go to sleep. She swatted me on my chest and said, you're a fucking creep. I said, you know you love me, bitch. And kissed her on the cheek and then I told her this.
I love you. And the way the sunlight plays upon her face. Click, wanna hit lil' mama, what you want from me? Why you all up under me? You ain't got
blame. You chose me, I ain't choose you, bitch, just charge it to the game.
Give it up, ho.
Y'all go cop that shit. I got some more callers over here. We're going to go open up the lines. Hold on. Let me bring Black Tim back on and Black G right quick before we go over here checking with some more people. So, all right, bro. So, I'm just going to, you know, talk a little bit more about what the subject's about. We know it's Takeover Tuesday. And callers, remember, you can always change what you want to talk about. Take your 30 seconds of fame, talk about your music. Any movies you win, any production you did. If you're a producer, you can talk about the artist that you produce. You a manager, talk about you a manager and you need artists, or talk about the artists you already have. Takeover Tuesday, you definitely can take over and change up what we're talking about. But right now we're talking about creativity in music. Some person said there is a lot of creativity in music today. Like I said, there is, but there's such a flood of kinds of music out there, it's kind of hard to find really, really what you're looking for. So this is what I kind of mean by creativity. I don't mean about just talking about just your life and your hardships. Yes, that's creative. You dig? It's even real personal and custom made. But, you know, there's some things that cause the masses to come out and buy things within creativity. Like a lot of things people think too hard on. It's some simple shit. Some real simple shit, Black Tim. Like a good example, back in the day, I hate to bring up back in the day as I'm doing this, but anyway, here's a good one. A guy talked about vapors. Or, better yet, you say he's just a friend. Biz Markie.
Right.
You dig? Right. That's the thing that was very, very creative by him. All he came out and said, bitch, you're cheating. Bitch, you're cheating. But he did it in a creative way.
Right. And some of the words, that's all he was saying.
Yeah. Did he?
But
and
he
I
said
help.
He's just a friend.
Right. But behind it, you dig, that made the song so hot and the masses get into it. You dig? Another one that was real record-breaking, kind of shattered, like, the whole game at the time. A lot of y'all are going to be like, for real, he went back there? Yeah, I went back there. I got to speak the truth. It was the first hip-hop and rock song collabo. Who knows what song that was out there? All your old hip-hop heads is jumping up and down going, I know. Yeah, that's right. Run DMC, Walk This Way. All they talking about was a strut. That's all they talking about. Walk this way. Talk this way. But it was creative. They went to the Hall of Fame for
that. Who was on
that
track
with them? That's what I want the people to answer. I know who it is, but I want to see what old hip-hop head out there might know. So, all right, bro, let's go over here and check in with the line right quick, see who we got, if they want to take over, comment on what we're talking about, see if they want to promote their movies, their mixtapes, their whatever. We're going to get into that mixtape shit, too, here in just a second. That's fucking up the game. But anything that you got going on, as I say that before I allow you to promote your mixtapes, 334, we're going to go in the order that y'all sitting over here. 334-828, you heard that bing in your motherfucking ear. Takeover Tuesday, Monsters Radio. What's good?
What's up? It's Stacey Kane, man. What's up?
All right. Jedi Mind Trick. We were just talking about you.
Yeah.
What's good, Stack?
See the squad on the team. Shit, man, it's cool, man. I'm caught a little headache, man, but... Yeah, I caught the end of what y'all talking about, man. Gee, I don't think I heard that one before. That shit's burning, bro.
But, which one?
That track you displayed, the last one.
Oh, Colorful?
Black G. Yeah.
Bangers.
I don't know, man. Shit, we ain't doing nothing but just making music and great music at that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
G just finished mixing one of my one I got with dude out of Atlanta, IM7. That one we're gonna be a classic. We're just working,
okay,
bro. I call it to show you some support, show you some love, man.
Hey, Stack, look. I told that nigga, man. I mean, actually, when I got the track, I listened to the motherfucker about 5 times. Every time I listen to that motherfucker hyped me up even more. Hey, now this is my question to you, Stack. This is my question to you. I mean, I know you're a busy man. You know, you work, you're in the studio and shit, you got family and shit, but when can you take out a little time out of your busy schedule to tutor your boy Black Tim? I just need a few pointers, man.
To come chill with you?
No, the tutor.
You
me, I need
you
to tutor
on
me.
Now. Yeah, you keep saying that shit, but you got classes, man. You know what it is you make the shit that the hood motherfucker want to hear and the motherfucker in the club can hear, man. And that's the music I used to be able to make, but I can't make it no more. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm in the whole different groove right now.
Ain't no such thing that you can't. But I'm going to tell you something, though, nigga. This track you got right now, I can fuck with that. Y'all nigga killed this shit. Now, who was that nigga that's on that track with you?
IM7. He was probably one shot contest with me.
I'm gonna tell you what happened with that track. I'm gonna tell you, Eight Monster, what happened with that track. Hmm. That nigga opened the track up and Stack shut the bitch down. Game over.
Yeah. If I knew, I would have shot it to you, man. Y'all would have got it fresh off the press, man. Cause Black G just finished killing that motherfucker, man. I mean, I thought it was dope before, but it sound right, man.
Okay.
But what y'all talking
about
with the Run DMC and the hip hop here, man?
Well, we talking about creativity. Like, I noticed that there's like a big flux in people, whether it be internet radio, online radio, FM radio, whatever. I noticed a lot of people, they starting to think that, you know, all the classics, ain't nothing wrong with them. They're classics for a reason. That all the classics are all the creative music. That's where all the good music is. And I'm trying to tell, you know, some of the artists today, like I tell the fans, there's a lot of hot creative music out there. But with the internet, there's such a flux of everybody's music, it's kind of hard to find. So I'm trying to bring back that creative thing. And what I'm talking about, like with the Run DMC, with the Walk This Way, you know, that was real creative for the time. You dig? It don't have to be nothing real challenging. It could be something real simple. Another song.
You know,
it's got to be different.
My shit, for far as that, on that aspect, man, the best thing that came out to me was that damn Ice Cube War and Peace CD, man. The War CD was the best CD, man. That motherfucker, and he killed it for the whole thing. And it's like simple rap, but Ice Cube hit some shit, and he got one on there called Ex-Bitches. I'm going to fuck all my ex-bitches. You know what I'm saying? And it's simple,
right,
but it's creative. So, I mean,
I can see how,
you know, some music is getting lost at some points on that because motherfuckers are forgetting to put that twist into their shit.
Right,
but, you know,
right.
I mean, it's the name of the game. Something's going to stay in one lane and something's going to not venture off and switch speeds and switch gears on.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Delta Boy is doing that.
Y'all definitely doing that. I'm going to speak of another creative song by Ice Cube is, what was that one? Life in the Project, something like that. Well,
Once upon a time in the project, yo.
Yo.
Man, he had a record hole. That's my shit.
That was the shit back in the day. It was simple, creative, but it was real. You know what I mean? He just talked about the life, you know what I mean? I think kind of today, that's where some of the music, some of the artists, they lost that essence. They think everything's about being so complicated and all this other stuff that, you know what I mean? That music is really simple. It's really simple. It's just about being creative and ahead of the game. You dig?
Being creative and at the same time, staying yourself, being yourself, man.
Real talk.
And then I look at it like this too, man. Like, first of all, if you can do something that nobody else doing, that shit gonna sell. If you take a little lingo that a person say every day, like we sitting here talking right now. And it's probably something that each one of us say all the time when you talk. And you can take that and put it in the song, and it'll sell fast as a motherfucker. Because, it's first of all, it's catchy, and it's something that you say every day.
Right.
So those,
right.
those two things right there, to me, sell quicker than anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, like you said, and sometimes doing something different, like you said, ain't nobody else doing it, some controversy, it's going to help catapult you to the top. Now, a lot of y'all are going to be like, oh, you shouldn't use that as an example, but just listen to me, and if you really know music and marketing in the game, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Yes.
The song
controversy
was
sales, man.
It's called Eating Booty. Eating Booty. Kevin Gates. I'll keep it real. I knew about Kevin Gates a little bit before that, but once he made that track, I knew who the fuck he was. You see?
Right.
But like you said, it wasn't nobody talking about eating no booty. Not no song. They might slap it in there, you a booty. But I'm just saying, this is the essence of what we're talking about, the creativity, something different nobody else is doing. That's what's going to get you a lot of attention. Okay. I could go on and on and on for days on that one. Shit.
Because everybody got money. Everybody got hoes. Everybody selling dope. Everybody, you know what I mean? Everybody doing that in their songs. You know what I mean?
But
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this though. I'm being real with myself, man. And, you know, I know my struggles. I know what I've been through coming up in Mississippi, man, and being up here in Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? I know what I've been through in the streets, and I ain't got nothing to prove to no motherfucking body out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell my story the way I want to tell it. But at the same time, man, I've been thinking about getting more real with my fans. You know what I'm saying? That's what I've been trying to do. And shed light on a bunch of all this other shit that's going on in the world, man, because, you know, I want to be the Delta boy. Like, we got something for everybody, man. We got some street shit. We got that real shit. We got something for the ladies. We got all that. We got first in our camp, you know what I'm saying? But the one thing that we kind of lacking is on everyday, you know what I'm saying, life, that's what's going on out here in the street with police brutality, man, and coming up in Mississippi, man, and being my great grandmother and all them, you know what I'm saying, with slaves and stuff like that, man. I want to touch on some of that stuff, man, and just be real and let people know where I'm coming from on those kind of aspects. So I've been working on some stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even released yet, but it's gonna hit the fan real soon, man.
You need to go ahead and do that video to the MLK, man. Black G.
What'd you say, Stack?
So you need to go ahead and do that video to the MLK.
Already, man. Shout out to my nigga Heat Loke, man, co-producing that track with me, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a real track. We actually made that track for some sixth graders, man, you know what I'm saying, to teach them a little bit about Martin Luther King, man, in song, in music, you know what I mean? And that's the way it came out.
And personally, man, you know, kids listen to the radio all the time. Every new song come on the radio, they know it. Every new dance come on the radio or on TV, they can do it. Now, what's a better way
exactly.
to keep some black history shit and then put it in the song?
Exactly. Reach the kids that kind of way, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I think you'd have to do it the same way the formula, I just mean the formula, that it was done by Public Enemy. Good example. 911
right.
is a joke.
Title.
You dig? That type of thing. You know what I mean? That's what's political. With the rhythm, poetry, everything, and it was hidden within a song. You know what I mean? If you really didn't know what they were talking about, you still bop to it. You dig? 911 is a joke. I think it was a hit song, if I'm not mistaken. But that's how it would have to be, in my opinion, that would be a formula of doing it. you know what I mean? Like as if Public Enemy did it, because they made a lot of political songs that were hitters that would play in the club. You dig? I'm talking about in the club in rotation. So yeah, so that's one way you could do it. I'm just saying. You dig? So all right, we got another caller. I got to check in with that one because hey, I got to spin at least these two tracks on my way up out of here. And some new music by Dub Nietzsche, and also some people want to review my new track called Dust Bag. So I'm gonna review. I'm gonna let y'all listen to that one on the way up out of here. But I'm gonna check in with this other person right quick, see what else they got going on. Takeover Tuesday on Delta Boy Radio, Monstrous Radio. Get it? I'm just saying. 912. Is this Dirt? Hey, Dirty. 678.
Yeah, radio. Man. Yeah. Yeah. What's happening, man?
What's good, Tay Dirty? Now I know you got some new Takeover Tuesday information. I usually don't let people do this, but I'm gonna go ahead and let you do it because you're the homie. Tell us about this new show I seen that I didn't know. I missed it. I was mad as hell. So tell the people the information so they don't be mad because they miss it too. Talk about it, bro. Hello.
Well, what happened was I got hooked up with Behind the Scene Radio. You know what I mean? And I got a little soul popping on there, but I don't know if I'm going to do it anymore, man. I'm still thinking about it because I don't like to talk that goddamn much, man. That's like 2 hours. Yeah, that's just a lot of shit. I ain't used to talking that goddamn much, but the shit kind of threw me off, you know, come out. But I like music. But yeah, I had to upload my own flavor of music. I had to upload people from my goddamn city, man, because I didn't like 98% of the shit on the switchboard and all that, you know, because I'm a big skeptic and all that, so I don't like listening to a lot of shit. But it was just uncomfortable when I was on air though. But it was uncomfortable, man, because I don't like talking to motherfuckers that goddamn much. And it was like, you know, usually when I call into these radio shows and shit, I'm promoting my music or whatever. I'm just venting to get shit off my chest before I go crazy. But doing your own damn show, that's a whole different realm right there. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
It's just too much sometimes. I don't know if I'm gonna do that again, man. It's just I can't, man. I don't know, man. That shit dangerous. I don't know.
I'll be trying to tell him. Hey, bro. Wait till the motherfucking crazies start calling in. I'm telling you.
Nah, it ain't gonna be no shit like that while I'm at though, bro. Cause I don't play that. You call in being stupid. I mean, I ain't gonna goddamn sit there and listen at you. Cause in real life, I ain't gonna sit there and listen at you. The fuck, I'm gonna think you gonna take that shit over the air? Like, come on now. Like, people know me though, bro. Like anybody that call in my show, you know, they know me the type of man I am. Like you can't come on there disrespectful, or it's gonna be a problem. But I don't do no phone arguing, so I'ma hang your ass up, and then if you see me out, come holler at me. You know, I don't do that phone arguing shit. That's corny. I'd rather, you know, face to face shit. We men out here, man. It's not hard.
Right,
you know, but I ain't
right.
No gangster, nothing like that. I'm just a man, and I got principles. And if you step on them, then, you know, just when you see me, if it's a problem, I advise you to keep it moving. But if you don't, I ain't hard to kill. One bullet will do it. I ain't made of iron, you know what I mean? But I'm not running.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, but that's,
right.
That's how, yeah, it ain't, you know, that's just how I'm
okay.
Living. But a lot of people don't like the shit I be saying, though, because, you know, it be touching nerves and shit. But, you know, fuck
right,
it. I don't apologize
right,
for being me.
Hey, it be like that sometimes. It be like that. So, well, I tell you what, bro. Either way, if you have another episode, make sure you let me know, bro, so I can call in and fucks with you. You dig? And see what type of people you
got
over there, so you don't be smacking motherfuckers. Have us both arrested.
Nah, ain't nothing like it. Nah, I ain't gonna do it out in public where the police see it.
Catch your ass coming home from the club. I'm just saying. Oops.
Yeah.
He was drunk,
you
honor.
Know
how
you
don't know who the fuck that was.
Yeah, you know how it go, dog. You know, you got to get some out-of-town people, bro, to follow him home from the... You know how it go, man. Come on, I ain't going to give no goddamn lessons. You got to get out-of-town motherfuckers to do dirt like that, boy, so they can get the fuck out of town again.
Real talk.
Yeah.
So, all right,
I ain't rich
so,
enough
right,
for that,
Dirty.
Though.
So, hey, we talking about creativity tonight. You know, like I was telling the guys, you know, some people are saying about how they listen to a lot of old school music because they don't like the new school music out. It's not creative, whatnot. I'm just trying to help artists trying to figure out ways to come up with creative ideas and ways to keep pumping out creative music. Anything you want to elaborate on when it comes to creativity and how it really affects the game? Bless you, I think.
I mean, yeah, bro. I mean, you got to think about it, though, boy. Like, I don't like a lot. I don't like 98% of music out right now, old school or new. I don't like 98% of this shit that's out. So, I mean, the problem is that a lot of these damn, you know, back in the day, you know what I mean, they was all about the goddamn communities and giving word to the people. But the shit done changed now. People didn't, you know, the old school people didn't want to involve. Like, people don't care about that shit no more. All they care about now is getting money. So then when people make songs about having money and wilding out with the money and balling and getting bitches and bottles, and that shit applies to them now because that's what life turned into. You know, back in the day, you know, it was a civil movement, you know what I mean? But nowadays it's more about money run everything. Everybody know that, money run everything. So these young dudes ain't trying to hear that shit. But the problem is, though, these young dudes, you know, a lot of, like, listen to the radio, bro. 98% of the shit you hear on there sound exactly like the last track they just played. Everybody got the same flow. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. All that same goddamn flow, but they got the same beats, the same goddamn topics. Ain't nobody doing nothing different. And that's a bad look for hip-hop, man, because ain't nobody in their own lane anymore. Like, I tell people all the damn time, I done heard a lot of goddamn artists tell me, bro, I had to find my swagger. Like, oh, every goddamn human on this earth in their DNA, they already got their own swagger code printed right there in their own DNA. You just got to be yourself and it'll come out. You know, you don't be out here looking for swagger. You already got it. You can't look for that. You already got one in your DNA. You just got to be your damn self. And, you know, coming from where I'm coming from, that's why I always tell people, though, man, in all my songs, I say this shit. I ain't no thug. I ain't no G, but I grew up around people that was gutter, but I never claimed it. You know what I mean? Because I don't like to have drama in my life, so I always stayed in my own goddamn lane. But, you know, I don't like to be played with, so I always stayed in my. That's why I'm a lonely motherfucker now. I don't fuck with nobody. I be to the crib. I stay in my own lane. I make my own music about that, you know, because I be depressed a lot and all that lonely shit and everything like that. So I make music about that. I stay in my lane, and whoever get it, and whoever don't, it don't matter, you know, because. You got to think about it. Look at dudes like Kid Cudi, man. Dude started off, you know, he had one of the hardest goddamn mixtapes to ever drop. You know, but then he started switching his flow up and his music. He got real into the music and shit. And he started making records that wasn't that the hood motherfuckers wasn't necessarily going to rock to. You know what I'm talking about? But he still got a lot of fans. It's because people know his personality. People know how the hell he is and the shit he talk about still be real, but he changed the music up. And a lot of what happens nowadays, a lot of people don't know how to convert from when the music changes. You know, the message still be the same, but they don't know how to convert when the music changes. You know what I mean? So that's a real dangerous thing, though. When you come from the streets, man, you know, your music going to be raw and gutter up front. But then when you start evolving and maturing as a person, you know, your music might change a little bit, you know, and the sound of it might go a little different, more mainstream and all that, and people don't know how to convert over to that. Because the mainstream in the streets been at war for a long time. Street motherfuckers don't like mainstream music, and mainstream motherfuckers don't like the way street cats think because they ain't business-minded. The only business they know is selling dope. They don't know how to hustle no tracks, you know what I mean, because they want to stay in the streets. You can't make money in the industry if you stay in the damn streets because you're going to get locked up or killed before your damn deal ever take off. So those two parts always been at war. So people need to learn how to convert themselves in a smooth way. You know what I mean? That's the main thing, is learning how to convert and keep up with the times, but at the same time being yourself. It's all music, man. You know, music ain't rocket science. If you're born with the gift, you know how to do the shit. You just got to sit down and quit thinking about, oh, if I make this track, you know, people in my hood probably ain't going to fuck with me no more. Fuck them. And if you're trying to reach new people, dog. You're trying to get a broader spectrum, man. Fuck the hood, man. That shit, that's small time. You done got them with the first few shit you dropped out. Now let's start with the national shit. Let's see what the world's talking about. You know what I mean? Artists need to learn that, man. You got to get out the streets at some point in your music career, or you're not going to go far. You got to learn how to expand to the masses, not just the hood. You know, because the hood sound is way different than the whole world feeling. You know what I'm talking about? Not everybody in the world hood. You got to learn how to make tracks on both sides, and you got to do it creatively. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. And if you can find that nice balance in between, your ass is almost bound to be a winner. You dig? I'm glad what you said about we are at the end of the show, so I'm gonna try and get these in so I can play these tracks right quick. But I'm glad how you said about the you know, find yourself as an individual with your own swagger and stick with that. Because I think a lot of people, they think that it don't help that, you know, there's a certain type of I guess, I don't know how you want to say it, but a certain type of look or a certain type of way you're supposed to be.
Yeah,
to be
I don't
game
mean to interrupt
today.
You, bro, but yeah, I mean, you got to look at that. Everybody that made a hit single, all right, if we look at all the people that made hit singles, dog, you can make a hit single too. Think them motherfuckers just sat in the damn lab and started following the times. No, they got a hit single for a reason. They put a formula together and did their thing on it. Like, you don't have to follow the last single, make a new single. Every damn year we got a new single out that's popping, right? Every year there's a new single out that everybody in the fucking world knows. Be the motherfucker to make next year's single now. You know what I'm talking about? Get to work on it, dog. You don't have to follow a formula, you know, just stick to yourself and make the single for next year. Every year there's a new single. Make the single for next year. Singles are very important in this new industry because they ain't buying albums no more. Singles is what gets you popping out. Focus on making a hot single, dog, and I'm telling you, you'll make some bread.
Right. Promote. Hey, why are they not buying albums?
Because everybody's corny now. Everybody doing the same shit. And you can't goddamn tell me there's that many gangsters in the world. I know fucking better than that. Especially on the goddamn song telling all their goddamn business to their partners, but I know way better. They ain't that many goddamn hustlers neither, because real hustlers don't talk their street business on no goddamn record. So that shit,
absolutely,
shit be fooling me, though. I don't, yeah. That's
absolutely
exactly why people ain't buying albums no damn more, because every goddamn album is about getting fucked up and having goddamn money and street shit. Not everybody is on that. All you can do is sell to the goddamn hood, and if you ain't really about them in the hood, they're not going to buy your shit anyway. So that's why albums ain't selling, because they ain't really about that shit they rapping about in the hood. They ain't fucking with them, and neither is the national, because they ain't on that street shit. So they caught when they caught in the, you know what I mean? That's why albums ain't selling. Nobody's real
no
more.
Tell you
nobody.
Why, I tell you why I don't buy albums no more. I'll tell you why. I got tired of buying a motherfucker's whole entire album, and he only got two hot tracks on that motherfucker, and all the rest
exactly.
of some bitches is whack.
And that's exactly what I tell you. If you're going to have a single out, man, promote that. Don't put out a goddamn album to cover up the single, man. Put out the single. You'll make way more goddamn money with that one hot song than you would putting an album around that one hot song. Do a single, man. And it'll save you money in the studio, man. Do that shit. Fuck you put out an album
right.
for?
So,
all right,
so, hey, we have to end
hey,
the show,
hey,
so
look,
I'm
going to
go
niggas,
ahead.
Niggas play smart, though. They'll put out one or two singles that's hot, and then sell your album with, what, 17, 18 songs on it. Those are only two songs on that motherfucker that you're going to like, two singles they put out.
That's a bad business move, dog, because look at how much money you're spending in the studio recording that whole album. That's a bad business move.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, all right, dog. Well, all right. Matter of fact, that's going to be the topic for next week, Takeover Tuesday. How do you pick your hot single out of the rest of your songs? Because I'm pretty sure some of them people, they didn't know them hot singles till they went and recorded 14 tracks in the studio, and probably the last two tracks was a hot one. I'm just saying, how do you figure out what song is your hot song to record?
And then,
Monsters Radio
and then
Takeover
they got a
Tuesday.
Motherfucker. Then they got a motherfucker in there with them saying, that's that track right there. That's he done told you that on all 14 tracks. That's the track right there. Man, all these motherfuckers can't be no singer, nigga. You got to pick one of these motherfuckers to you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. So, all right, so that's what it do. So, all right, I know it don't feel weird to you, Jay Dirty, but you know I got to ask you, bro. You got any shout-outs?
No, man, I don't fuck with nobody. Nobody fuck with me. I'm good. I shout out to myself and Monsters Radio for putting up with me all these times, man. It's all good. You know what I mean? Fuck everybody. You can follow me at www.fuckallyall.com, and I'll be the main motherfucker pop up on the site. You hear me? Leave me the fuck alone. Appreciate you, Monsters Radio, for fucking with me already. No, I'm talking about.
What you got for us? Tell us the boys, like him.
I got that nigga, that crazy motherfucker. He crazy as a motherfucker. Hey, man, I just gonna shout out every nigga out here that doing this shit, man. Hey, stay at what you're doing, man. Only way you're gonna be successful is if you keep doing what you do. Stay at it. And salute Monsters Radio, Delta Boys, the whole movie, man. We out here.
Okay, that's what it do. What you got for us, Zach McCain?
I just want to give a shout-out to y'all, man, over at Monsters, man, or Quad, man. Oh, boy, I wish he'd be on here, but, you know, we put on for him. I forgot what Jay something, man. I fuck with him. That nigga funny. He speaks some real shit. Give a shout-out to that nigga, man.
Jay Dirty.
Other than that, like you said, man, yeah, Jay Dirty. Start putting them singles out, man, and start making some money, man. Game on the change.
What do you do? Okay, what you got for us, Black G?
Shit, I'm out here, man. Shit, with the kids, man. You know what I'm saying? With the kids, but yeah, I just want to say, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Monster Radio. Shout out to my squad, man. You know, fuck everybody else. Just like that nigga said, man. We ain't fucking. We ain't fucking with the other boy. We ain't fucking with y'all, man. Simple as that.
Real talk. You dig? And hey, bro, keep the music Monsters Radio down. I'm just saying, them kids will wake up tomorrow talking about some rah! You dig? I'm just saying, that's off one of our mixtapes we got online for Takeover Tuesday. That's what it say about with the kids. So, all right, that's what it do. Tell the fam, Monsters Radio said what's up. So, I guess on the way up out of here, I got to let y'all hear these two tracks. This right here, this first one is my track called Dust Bat. Should be available online like within the next 5 to 6 days. So make sure y'all look for that. So this is going to be the preview of that. And then after that, I got this Dub Nietzsche track that I produced. It's going to be online 5 or 6 days. Make sure y'all check out for that. So, all right, that's what it do. Takeover Tuesday. Don't forget about Wet, Wet Wednesday, Comic Cafe, which is our Thursday and Friday night live. So, all right, y'all, let's go ahead and get into these tracks right quick. Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. Peace. I'm out this motherfucker.
And this is a Monsters Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we got to stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off. But it is what it is. We got to start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you.
Hammer toe.
You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over and knock that out. You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection. But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that bolt on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monsters Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
Trying to marry Jawbone from around the way, right? They know everybody in the squad fucked her, right?
That's a dust bag, bitch. Yo. My nigga got a dust bag, bitch. Try to warn him, but I won't trip. I'ma phone, let him slip. She got this nigga thinking he the shit, like he's the only one that fucked her in the whip. Now, ain't that a bitch? Nigga, the whole squad seen her ass. Now you wanna love that bitch, claim to love that bitch. Is that why you claiming with your cash? Cause she's sitting with a nigga on the app, doing side shit. Always quick to be slick. Tryna pitch a nigga brick, she'll fuck a whole clique. You can't trust that hoe. I'm tryna tell you, little bro.
That's a dust bag, bitch. Always tryna get rich. Off another nigga shit, little dust bag, bitch. Always tryna get hit. Tryna fuck my whole clique, little dust bag, bitch. Always tryna get rich. Off another nigga shit, little dust bag, bitch. Always tryna get hit. Tryna fuck my whole clique, that's a dust bag.
She's the one that's always at the bar, running in and out of players' cars. Now, ain't that a bitch? This nigga bought her all them shots. Now she with another nigga dancing hot. Little dustbag bitch, always on game, walking through the club, flashing her things, working real hard, looking for the stars. She ain't fucking you, now she's fucking your car, stealing bars in the tears. See your girl say you ain't shit. Fuck you with her nigga and her whip. Put them hands on you quick. You ain't stay on bullshit stick. Like I have a baby by Smith. Can't trust that shit. Now she in the spot, twerking all around, working for a shot. But you ain't hot. Got my nigga whole name shot. Cause he in the club, hooked up on the top.
That's a dust bag, bitch. Always trying to get rich. Off another nigga shit. Little dust bag, bitch. Always trying to get hit. Trying to fuck my whole clique. Little dust bag, bitch. Always trying to get rich.
off another nigga shit, little dustbag bitch. Always trying to get hit. Try to fuck my whole clique, that's a dustbag.
Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Musik, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch. I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is. And E-Monster, I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.